Hello and welcome everyone to Birthing New Earth, where courageous individuals are stepping up to ask the hard questions, look at the tough decisions, and make responsible choices that are necessary to leave a sustainable living legacy of thriving life on this planet for the next seven generations and beyond. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forest Institute, and we're here today with Dr. Rima Benario, one of my dear sweet friends and favorite teachers. Rima is a dream weaver, a soul coach, a wild heart healer. Through her workshops, classes, and private coaching, she helps women shift out of a life of frustration and fear into a life that they love. Rima speaks and teaches on women's sovereignty and the challenges that many women face in maintaining a healthy balance between caring for others and caring for ourselves. She weaves together a safe and sacred place to explore the healing powers of myth, archetypes, ritual and ceremony, and soul shadow work to repattern and resolve childhood conditioning. Rima is the founder of the Sisterhood Anointing Priestesses, where she explores and educates on the temple arts. One of Rima's greatest loves is leading transformational travel journeys and sacred pilgrimages to spiritually potent locations such as Egypt, Hawaii, southern France, and the British Isles. Rima is a published author and a four-time contributor to the Feminine Evolutionary Series from Flower of Life Press. She's also the co-author of the beautiful full-color book, Who Have You Come to Here to Be? 101 Possibilities for Contemplation, and the Companion Twin Card Decks. And today, I am so excited. Today, we're going to talk about the temple art of anointing, how essential oils are awakening our inner priestess. So Rima, I'm so excited to have you on the call today. And I'm so excited to talk about this topic and how it plays into the future. So before we dive into all of that, I want the story of your first encounter with the art of temple and or temple art of anointing. What is that?
Well, first off, Kathy, I just want to say thank you for creating such a beautiful place for us to explore this new earth that we are indeed all birthing together. And it's a privilege to join you on the journey. We've been having a lot of fun in the sisterhood with playing with these oils and remembering really what we've known in our souls before. And really, in fact, that's my story, is a story of remembrance. And it kind of starts where I was working on realigning some pieces of myself, my own feminine essence. And I, you know, as usual, we are on the path of discovery. And in the process, I was guided to read some materials that reminded me of a love that I'd always had for Egypt. And at the time I was running my first women's circle, this is probably about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I'd been doing lots of circles, co-ed circles, shadow work circles, but this was my first one focused exclusively for women. And I brought to the group this knowing I had that I wanted to go to Egypt. And it was like fire wrapped around the circle. Like we all just got lit up. And so the next year I was turning 50 and I got in contact with a friend of mine that did these tours. And it just so happened she had one going to be going my birth month. And so we niggled the dates a couple of, you know, just had to move them a couple of days. And she invited me to actually co-facilitate that with her. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was going to be pretty easy for me to fill up my 8 spots. But in fact, it did not turn out to be easy at all. And it was just me and one other woman. And out of her skill set, the tour managed to go on. And I got there sort of feeling a bit like a failure with the whole process, but also like a dream come true because I was called to be there. And when I stepped onto the deck of our private Dahabeya, most of the trip we spend actually on a private sailing vessel. And I heard the goddess, and she came in and she just said, "Welcome home, honey." And I had this amazing experience, and I had multiple psychic experiences on that trip, and including a call from her to start bringing women there. And I sort of said, you know, I don't know, I'm not very good at that. But of course she was insistent, and we don't deny the goddess. And so I have since brought two other groups of women there, and it's been very successful and wonderful and a real growing experience for me. And on each of the trips, including that first trip, we visited a man who's become my teacher now in Egypt, and his name is Gamal Abdul. And his family has been working with these oils for five generations. He's basically a fifth generation alchemist. And his family is also from the lineage and the tribe that is the secret keepers, the group that helps to protect the mystery school teachings that are held in the pyramids and other places in Egypt, and the temples especially. And so it's just been an amazing adventure for me to study with him and to really receive these potent oils, and then to begin to work with this technology in my body. And so they relate to the body chakras. And the first set that he gave me to work with was the seven body chakras, and then a divine feminine oil. And the second year I was studying with him, he gave me a little bit more. He gave me an eighth chakra oil and a divine masculine oil. And then this last go round, he initiated me into the seven cosmic or non-body chakras, which I didn't even really know about. I knew about a couple more, but now I'm working with all 14 of our subtle energy body chakras, plus the divine masculine and the divine feminine oils. And it's really been like nothing I've ever experienced in terms of helping me to balance my energy body, heal my physical body, prepare my spiritual body for what's next on the journey. And then most importantly, or most interestingly maybe for me, is remembering myself as a priestess and connected to this lineage. And really, it starts with Isis and comes all the way down. Mm-hmm. So I'll just pause there.
Wow. That's incredible. Can you speak into a little bit about, because I work with these oils as well, and I know that you've had healing experiences with them. Talk about the potency. Talk about your experience with them versus essential oils that we can, you know, even order online. What's the difference?
Absolutely. So let me start by saying, when Gamal gave me permission to bring these to the United States, I had a vision for how to do it, and to do it in a way that was going to be somewhat cost effective, because they're incredibly high vibration oils, and they're not inexpensive to purchase from him. And then when you're bringing them here, on top of that, the price practically doubles with shipping. So, but because they're so potent, they're not recommended to use at full strength directly on the skin. So I put them in these roller bottles to make them easier to use, and blend them with organic fractionated coconut oil, so they're better for direct application on the skin. Mm-hmm. But my vision also was to get away from using the plastic to apply it, because I felt like that just gets in the way of the oil being transmitted to our skin. And so every one of the bottles that I create has a gemstone roller ball on the top. So this is jasmine, for example. That's the solar plexus chakra oil to help with personal power. And the roller ball on the top is tiger's eye. Mm-hmm. And so when you're applying the oil to the skin with the tiger's eye, you not only get the potency of the oil, you get it amplified by the potency of the gemstone. So that's particularly unique about how I put the oils together. But beyond just that, these oils themselves are truly the highest vibration oils that I've ever experienced. And I routinely have people tell me that oils that they've had problems with in the past, they just don't experience it with these oils. And one of the most affirming things that happened for me, because, you know, I'm having my own experience and I'm totally feeling that, but sometimes it's nice to get corroborating evidence, you know, from other places. And one of my clients studies with an Apache teacher who is a grandmother in that tradition and a shamaness and really, really connected. And she gifted her teacher with a box of the oils as part of her thank you. And her teacher's response was, these are the highest vibrational oils I've ever experienced. And so that was like a beautiful confirmation to what my own inner world was reflecting to me. And not only have I found that it's changed the way my energy body functions, that I've been working with them for 3 years now, that I've been, actually 3.5 years, that I've been, I have more capacity to hold my own in the middle of difficult times, which is something that's so critical as we move forward through this birthing. You know, the birth canal is difficult. And even as I got back from Egypt this last time, we were there right as all the COVID-19 was sweeping across the world and things were beginning to shut down. And we were supposed to go on to Denmark to teach somewhere else. And we ended up having to come home and get new plane ticket, the whole thing. And after spending 12 hours in airports and then another, well, really it was 33 hours altogether with the travel and the mess ups that we had to deal with, I ended up contracting COVID-19. And I wasn't aware at the beginning, as is usual for a lot of people. And I was fortunate to have a very mild case, but I had called Gamal and I'd said, what is the recipe? What oils can I use to deal with this illness? And he gave me a recipe to use, and I began using that actually first with others, using through the energy field, using my body as a proxy for them and creating grid healing work, and miraculous things began to happen. Which really stretched me. It really stretched me as an individual and my ego, because I've not actually claimed that title of healer ever in my life. I've always said I'm a great facilitator. I support people in finding their own truth, and I truly believe all healing is self-healing. And yet here was this healing technology that was being gifted to me. And so I began, you know, now is the time to come out of hiding, ladies. And so I just began to share that really everywhere that I felt called to. And tremendous, amazing, remarkable things have happened. And now I've, through the Sisterhood of Anointing Priestesses, have been sharing this healing technology and this protocol, as well as all the oils in our sisterhood group. And it's just been a wild ride.
It's been an exciting ride because I'm in that group. So yes, I can vouch for that as well. So how is it, I know you said it awakened, your memories, how's it waking? I mean, it wakes you up. Does it wake everyone up? How does it wake up our inner priestess?
Yes, that's a great question, Kathy. And I would say that while I do believe these particular oils are special, I want also to reiterate to women that if you've been attracted to working with oils from any company, from anywhere, it's quite possible that you are part of this lineage of women that has been drawn to, either from past history or really just from even this lifetime, of connecting with the power of oils to work in the subtle energy system as well as in the physical body. And your role is to bring this technology into your life and into those around you. We already have lots of scientific research showing how essential oil really can have a positive effect on the body. And when we take that to the next level by getting into relationship with these oils as medicine, where we're connecting to the vibrational essence of it, where we turn working with the oils into a ritual, then we take the potency up to a whole new level. So for example, whether it's your Young Living or doTERRA oils or the Bloom oils, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. When you get ready to use the oil, take it in your hand and hold it and connect to it and feel its presence and really energetically begin to align with it, welcoming it into your body and saying yes to the medicine that it has to offer to you so that it can do its work freely without resistance, without any conscious resistance or subconscious resistance. And what I found is that as women take the time to actually be in communion with this form of medicine, the medicine itself begins to awaken in them the remembrance of this form of living that is based in ritual, it's steeped in tradition, it's connected to spirit and soul. And it's not about rushing and ticking things off the list. It's about a deep activation of who we are on a cellular level and our connection to the cosmos, not just our life here, but the essence of life that exists in these very potent packages, you know. And then we bring that forward, and that's how we become a priestess unto ourselves and unto the world.
Wow, that just gives me chills all the way down to my toes.
I will say too that it's not unusual for people as they begin using these oils, our dream time really ramps up. Mm-hmm. We start to receive more direct guidance. Many of us have actually begun to have visions of what we know to be memories. We feel an affinity or a connection for certain traditions that might be outside of what we were raised in. For example, As I said earlier, when Isis began to work with me, I mean, I grew up Catholic, you know, I mean, that was just like completely outside of my realm. And while I had already begun connecting to the idea of the goddess of Mother Earth, you know, the earth mother feeling of the divine feminine for many years, the idea of working with her, that energy, that feminine energy in the personage, if you want to call it that, of Isis, was really edgy for me in the beginning. And she's now become an absolute ally for me and a complete like a safe home and a harbor and a guide. And it's just been remarkable.
Wow. So some of the things you were mentioning, as we think forward into the future, you know, and we're thinking about, because we're looking at all of the things that Corona did give us, which, you know, the earth is starting to heal because we're not so busy. There are certain things that we want to keep. There are certain things that, certain practices or structures that we may want to rethink and take, carry, lay down for the future. How can the, you know, you were talking about how it puts you in touch with another time and another place and a more centered and grounded part of yourself. How can that and the oils assist us as we move forward into the future, laying down a sustainable living environment for ourselves and our children?
Yeah, that's such a important thing for us to be thinking about right now. Many of us were fortunate enough, even if we went kicking and screaming, to be put into a place of pause. And this has been truly a holy pause. And for myself, I got very clear, especially as I was healing from my illness and recovering from the journey, that my life was now changed, fundamentally changed. And I was committed to not going back to working the way that I had before, where we're working from a place of push, or we're working from a place of even sometimes pull. And it's about making things happen and making money and making opportunity. And that's a very masculine and I would say even immature masculine way of doing things, because there's also a mature masculine way of doing things that's not so violent, you know, in it. And I really began to see how actually the way I did my daily work in life was sort of was a violent and a violation of my sovereignty as a person who has a right to rest, who has a right to be nourished, to have a pace that is healthy, not just healthy physically, but healthy spiritually, that has a room for spiritual exploration, time to read. I mean, there were so many things I wanted to read, and I just always deemed that there wasn't time for that. Mm-hmm. There needs to be time for that, because that's part of our unfolding, mm-hmm. where we're allowed to have the space to follow our curiosities and our intuitions that lead us into some information that then allows us to completely evolve who we are as a being. It's essential. And so when we're choosing, what do I bring in? What do I leave out? For me, it rolls back to that place of being able to have enough space to listen to that inner guidance and to choose to follow that inner guidance, even when it might not make actual sense to our mind, and to trust that. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example of how this unfolded for me. When we got back early, we planned to go on to Denmark. And so it was like 10 o'clock at night on Thursday evening, local time here in Las Vegas. And I went to sleep and I woke up Friday morning and I felt like a Mack truck had just sort of run over me. And I thought, wow, I'm really jet lagged. And that was really brutal trying to get our plane things sorted out, and I'm glad to be home. And I was already in another room quarantining. My family had just sort of thrown a sheet over me to give me a quick hug, and then that was it. And the first thought I had was, oh, I should get on my email and answer email. I've been out of town, and since, you know, I'm back early. And there was all this pressure to get to work and start being busy. And I caught myself, you know, in that. And I think working with a technology like this, and certainly being on Sacred Journey, helps to catch ourselves around things like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to do anything until at least Monday. And I gave myself the weekend to just heal, you know, and in that process of what was unfolding that following week, it was really actually very hard to sit still. And I kept reminding myself, there's nothing I need to do here. There's nothing I need to do here. And in fact, what we're being invited into is the practice of being. So the best doing thing I can do is master being. And that I can trust that when there's something for me to do, that will be very clear. And the feeling between a soul calling, a soul project, and busyness is very different. It feels very different. So I waited. I waited, and it took a little while, almost 2 weeks, I would say, for me. I began talking about a few things, and I connected with some of my mastermind girlfriends, and but really I was taking time for myself. And in that process of taking time for me and being able to heal and listen, a whole new thing opened up with how to offer these oils, what they wanted from me to get them out into the world to other women and begin this circle called the Sisterhood of Anointing Priestesses, which just showed up. And from there, things just flowed. And so what I've observed, and what I hope the women listening to this will hear, is that when we work in that way, we're able to have incredible, creative, nurturing, and very prosperous and exciting work with minimal effort, because we're in alignment and it's like the universe is moving through us and everything just arrives. And I can completely tell the difference when my ego is creating. It's like pushing a boulder up a hill. And when the universe is creating through me, or the goddess is working through me, sometimes that's how it feels to me in connection with my soul, it just flows. And this is, I believe, an important part of what we're creating going forward.
Absolutely. And I've had the opportunity to have the benefit of all of the playing that you've been doing. And what's been coming out in all of that information is extraordinary. I can't even describe it. It's so exciting to be able to experience it vicariously through you as you just present it. And I don't have to do the work, I can just receive. So describe three keys to effective anointing rituals. If a woman, even if she has her doTERRA oils or her Young Living oils, whatever oil she wants to work with, what would you tell her that she might want to try?
Yeah, thank you. So the first one we talked about already, which is this thing of really taking your time to commune with each oil and develop a relationship with it. Understand that it's a form of intelligence, mm-hmm. and that you can get into relationship with it so that it's not just ticking off a box. When I first started working with these oils, you know, Gamal was like, you need to be using your oils every day. So I had it on my to-do list and I literally would check it off. And so I would just use them very quickly as I moved through my morning routine, but it wasn't ritualized. So that's the main thing. Is the first and most important thing is to take the time to create ritual and to get into communion with your oils. Mm-hmm. The second thing would be consistency. It's so important when you're wanting to work with the oils to have a consistent connection. So that means showing up to your altar where your oils are, hopefully, on a daily basis, mm-hmm. and discovering what it is that in that particular day is being asked of you with the oils. And you might have a day where you check in and the oils say, no, nothing for today. Well, that's fine. It's not about necessarily having this rote experience of using them, but showing up to ask, what is mine for today? What is the right relationship, the right amount, which one for me today? And I would say that the last thing, it's sort of a combination of trust and surrender. And there's, you know, Gamal loves to use this phrase, don't cheat yourself. Don't cheat yourself when he's talking. And what he's really speaking into there is that when we have work to do in the world, especially working on the parts of us that we might not feel comfortable with, or the things we're afraid of, or old patterns that really have us hooked, we have to be willing to go in and do some of the heavy lifting, you know, to confront some of these things that aren't working for us anymore. And sometimes, because we want to manage our mood, or because we might feel afraid, we'll sidestep that a little bit, or we'll bypass it with a little bit, and we'll say, well, I'm just going to use an oil and that's going to help me. But that's how we cheat ourselves, when we're really not willing to actually allow the healing to take place, even if that means we might have to break down before we break through. And when we can be in trust and surrender, we can let go of how things have been so that we can actually move into how things want to become that will serve us better. We're learning that on a global level right now. And some people are having a very, very hard time with this surrendering and this pause and this waiting, and maybe even with some massive restructuring that might need to take place. And that's understandable because it's hard when structures fall apart. It's painful when we lose relationships, even if they aren't right for us, and they're holding us back in some way. It's difficult when a form of work we love is no longer available to us. And we have to be in that place of trust and surrender if we want to move forward so that we can find what is next for us. And the last thing I'll say about this, and it's not related necessarily to working with the oils, but once you're in that process of breakdown and breakthrough, is to remember that actually the magic isn't in the oils, and it's not in the breakdown, and it's not even in what comes forward at the end. The real magic, the real transformative time, is that space in between, when we have nothing left of what was, and nothing new yet has arrived. It's the 3 days in the tomb, if you have a Christian perspective. It's when the phoenix has burned even its last feather, and there's nothing but ash sitting on the ground before it has risen. We need the moment of ash. We need the time of waiting, of pausing, of not knowing. And that's the real initiation. Right, is being able to stay there when it's the void and we just have no clue how it's coming. It's the goo of the caterpillar that's completely broken down before the cells that carry the signature of the butterfly, the imaginal cells, can come together and begin to create the butterfly. So that's our work, I think, right now. Right.
You know, as you speak and you speak about the relationship with the oils, it puts me in the mind of shamanism and how, you know, in Native cultures, a lot of times the shaman had one medicine that worked for everything, instead of, you know, we have a different oil and a different medicine for every different ailment. But the shaman knew how to connect with the spirit of the plant that is contained within the oils. I always teach people when I talk about oils that they're the lifeblood of the plant. So they hold all the DNA, all the intelligence. So when a woman, a priestess, connects with that, she is harnessing power that's beyond the bottle that's in her hand.
Absolutely.
So, and that I think is the power of these, because they have such a lineage and they're so, I've worked with oils for 20 years. I've never experienced anything like them. I have to share with you that, and I haven't told you this, I wasn't on the call when you did the 14, and I did it. I can't even speak into the difference the next day. There was such an impetus to just be on point and no resistance. No, it was just like, I've been working for that all my life. And so to finally have that just step in, it was amazing. So what would you say, what do you offer women who are ready to embrace their new priestess? They're ready to step into something like this. How would they do that?
So if they are interested in working with me or feel called into this particular line, because I want to say there are lots of women right now who have already woken up in a lot of ways and are beginning to own their own lineage and their connection. And a lot of these lineages overlap, and they all, I believe, come back to that same origin starting point that have just sort of spread out like roots on a tree. And so feel into what is calling to you. And what I do is I start with women, sort of allowing them to have the opportunity to connect with me with some videos, things that I've prepared. And then once they've had a sense of, yes, this is a yes in my body and right for me, I encourage them to purchase the oils and to begin working with the oils. And very soon, right now our circle's closed, but starting this summer, I'm going to be opening another circle for the anointing, Sisterhood of Anointing Priestesses. And really what I offer there is the class work to begin to have something for the mind as well as the heart and the body, so that they can see how to best work with these oils to have the effects that you and I are having with them. And to begin their own remembrance journey, or maybe they're already on the very full in their memory, and this is like, wow, I've been waiting for exactly this connection to bring forward. I remember working with oils and temple, and so this is just a way to bring it together, but most importantly for us to find each other. And when we're together in circle, the information is vital, of course, and so is the community. and the ability to talk to other sisters and speak that language, we might be the only one in our lives that is even attuned to this kind of information. And it can feel really lonely. We can feel, you know, sort of freakish. And right. and we, it can very be very hard to say to people, yes, I remember being a priestess in a past life, you know. Or maybe you're one of the fortunate ones where you get to talk to other people all the time about that. Mm-hmm. And so we do that through a combination of Facebook group, private Facebook groups, as well as our online temple. And so people can get in relationship with me that way, where you're getting information from my studies and getting to work with the oils. And as you know, we have our very first live event that we're stepping into later this fall. And I'm sure that I'll do more of those in the future as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you're working on a free gift for the group. Do you know what that is yet, or is it still in process?
So the first thing that women will be invited into is to receive a video series called The Egypt Alchemy Codes. And I'm going to be sharing with them a great deal of the information about what happened in this incredible journey in Egypt, this being my third time, and also some of my journey of awakening in that process, and more about the oils themselves. And through that, I think you'll be inspired. They are, the download is, you know, I've just heard from people over and over again how much it just sparks within them. Mm-hmm. And then if you feel called to move into using the oils, there'll be a special price for you available at the Beautiful. Time that you watch the Egypt Alchemy Codes.
Beautiful. And if folks want to get in touch with you, they can connect through Facebook or the website.
Yes, they can come to remabenario.com if they want to learn more about me. But the place to go for this download is the EgyptAlchemyCodes.com. Mm-hmm. And that's where they'll be able to find this offer and go from there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Rima, this has been a delight. And it just makes me all the more curious and excited about the rest of what we're going to get to learn from you. So thank you so much for being with us and for sharing all of, for bringing this through, for being courageous and brave enough to be still when all you want to do is be busy. I cannot thank you enough for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy. My pleasure. And I so see you in the work that you're doing in the world and bringing all this information to people. And thank you for being such a voice for the evolution of our planet.
Beautiful. All right.